views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers, and we're here for another wonderful week. Hello,
Hi,
Sky.
Hi, honey. How are you?
Marvelous. Thank you. Absolutely marvelous.
Wonderful.
This week flew by for me. Like, I felt like I was just here like 2 days ago doing the show. It's like this week, like, really flew by for me.
I know. It was a pretty quick week. Did we have, we had Election Day.
Oh, yeah. Election Day. Oh, that was something interesting
yes.
and different.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Miracles happen. Yes, miracles happen every day, and there's one of them.
Yep. We both voted for the Trumpmeister.
Yes, we did.
And I was shocked that Donald Trump, I thought the Donald got the majority votes.
He did.
He didn't. With the public, Hillary got
more popular votes,
mm-hmm. which I was shocked.
So am I.
And he got the delegate votes. And I thought it was, and what I thought was going to be the direct opposite. But I'm thrilled that it happened the way it did.
So am I.
So,
you know, it's not for one is better than the other. It's just we need a change because it's not working. The system is not working the way it is. And I feel that this woman had 30 years to change it. And still nothing's happened except it's gotten worse. So, you know, we do need a change. I mean, I feel kind of bad that out of all the people in the whole United States, these were the best two candidates we could have come up with. But I believe that he's the lesser of the evil because he is standing for change.
Well, yeah, and we're all now being united as one. No more separation.
Well,
and we're trying to now make it all as one.
Today in New York City, they had riots. Because the Democrats are now rioting against the decision of him becoming president. Now, when Obama became president, the Republicans were very gracious to the new leadership. And I feel that the Democrats should be equally as gracious.
Absolutely.
And they should we all should unite as one for the cause of the better. Okay, now give this guy a chance, guys. Give this guy a chance.
Just like we gave Obama a stupid.
Absolutely.
A stupid, too many chances. Too many chances. He screwed up. I'm not even going there. Let's not talk politics.
No, let's not.
But this is all about the people, you know, uniting as one.
Yes.
Everyone working together as one.
Right.
Everyone working for the cause of trying to make things work. You're not going to make everybody happy.
No.
It's as simple as that.
You're not. But, you know, I think as being members and citizens of the United States of America, we should not separate. We should unify and we should stand together and welcome the new president with open arms as we did for Obama and we did for Reagan and we did for the Bushes. We should all come together as not parties, but as one and allow him to be the best he can be with our help. You know, it's really unfair that I see people from the Democratic Party picketing him and rioting because he's going to be the new president. I think that's so unfair. What's going on?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It just proves that the Democratic parties are not what they used to be. I mean, I remember the Democrats being always very gracious people. And it seems as though, you know, this really makes us stand stronger as Republicans because we feel that we made the right choices. Because if the Democrats can't get it together and unite as one civilization, not two separate people, then, you know, we're right. We're right. Makes the Republicans look better, makes the Republicans right. And we just got to do it for the sake of everybody.
Well, I felt like if Hillary was going to be in there, we just would have had the same of the same old of what was going to happen and continue.
So did I.
And I feel much more comfortable having Trump give him a shot because he's 100% all about the change. And plus, you know, he's a man who does not need, he's not doing it for the money. He doesn't, you can't buy
that's
him.
Right.
And that's something that you got to respect him for because he's not about, you know, who's slipping him what for in his pockets.
Right.
He doesn't care.
Need it.
He doesn't need it. He doesn't care. And he's doing truly what he feels is going to be
right thing.
And guess what? There's going to be some promises that he's making that he's not going to be able to fulfill, just like all the other politicians. And that's just the way it goes. But as far as making a strong positive change and exposing a lot of people, and you know, let's see what one of his major things was bringing jobs
to
America and to make us
watching
strong and stuff.
Watching who's coming into the United States.
Oh yeah, and that was huge.
And it's not about not letting people in. It's about watching and making sure that there are jobs available for these people and that there is enough food and housing. I mean, it would be terrible to let immigrants into the country and then have them on the streets. Or us having to pay extra money for these people to come in and they're just existing on the welfare system. That wouldn't be fair to them either because they come here for an opportunity.
I look at Trump as the Howard Stern of politics. I really do. You know, he's so like radical. He's just so different. And he's not a politician, but he's a businessman.
Right. And that's what we need.
And we need a businessman who knows to run a business. And what was one of the funniest things. I know we have a few callers online and we will get to them, but so please hold on and be patient. I promise you, Sky and I will read for you. But what was I saying? As far as, giving people a chance, trying new things, trying new avenues, changing the system,
he's going to do great. He's going to, and we should all join and unify as one population, not split into two parties. We should all join together and give this man the opportunity to prove us right instead of proving us wrong. Now, this man campaigned with his very own money. He didn't take it from the GOP. He didn't take it from the party because, you know, they allot a certain amount of money. The Republicans and the Democrats, they give them this expense account so that they can go ahead and use that for their campaigning. Now, this man took his very own money and did not use any of that money that was allotted for him. So that shows me everything, that he's not interested in it just to make gains for himself. He's interested.
He's in it for the public, for the people. And that's what we need. We finally need. You know,
a
people's president. And because the powerful were getting too powerful and it was all about them and they were making all the changes all about them. And, I feel really, really confident. I feel
so
great,
I.
you
so
know, that he's in charge. And like I said, what a blessing that is, you know?
Yeah. It's you know, when cool. Obama took office for the first time, I was very excited, even though I am a Republican, because I felt it was new blood coming in with new ideas, and we really had a chance. And I didn't see any of the Republicans gathering around and picketing him or giving him any grief that he's now, the president-elect. No, we united. The Republican Party united to the Democratic Party, and we welcomed him in with open arms. Now, I feel as though you should do the same. All the Democrats out there who are against him, there's nothing you can do about it. He won fair and square. So embrace it instead of giving it grief and giving it opposition. Embrace it and help this man make all our lives better.
We are the world.
We are the people.
We are the children.
We are the psychics.
So anyway, but this week is about not the actual topic is about not allowing your fears to keep you from being happy or being successful. And unfortunately, that is like probably the number one. I would have to say probably the top thing that keeps people from moving forward to their own happiness and to being successful.
And that's very easily said and very difficult to do, because when we get to that point, that jumping off point, we start walking backwards. you know, sometimes, you know, you're so apprehensive of what you have to do because it's brand new waters that you start walking backwards and you start hesitating, putting doubts in your own mind. And, you know, believe it or not, it's all a matter of your thoughts, because basically you could probably do what you have to do very easily. It's you putting up the barriers. It's you stopping yourself. It's not allowing yourself to venture out into new waters. So that's really something that is easily said but hard to do. Wouldn't you say so, Mr. Hoffman?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
No. He's not right, no. Folks. He hasn't taken his meds today.
That's right. Medications hasn't worn off.
No.
No. But what I believe, you know, like I said, fear will stop somebody from taking chances in life, whether it be emotionally or financially. And there's a car. Oh, there's a duck.
There's a duck in the house.
Uh-oh. So, you know, and it's very difficult. You know, a lot of people give a lot of solid advice to other people, but not until they're in their shoes, then you never know, you know, how hard it is for somebody to make a move or to do the right thing. And a lot of times, people will get the same advice from their friends and family about relationships or about, you know, their job, whatever it may be. And yet they still stay stagnant. They still stay stagnant because it's the fear of the unknown. And we're going to talk more about the unknown and make it known. So stick around, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody. Whoops.
Welcome back to another little bit.
So I'd like to give you some numbers now if you'd like to give Audie a private reading.
Well, wait, call it. Wait, for the station first. What is it, 1-800?
I don't know the station number.
Was it 800-930-2819?
Yes, it's the same as it has been, 1-800-930-2819.
2819. Okay, that's great.
800-930-2819 if you'd like to get a private reading for the whole country to listen to over the air for free. If you can't afford free, we can work out a payment plan.
Now, if you'd like to have an Artie party or if you'd like to have a reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. Now, if you'd like to have a reading with myself, Skye, my number is 908-500-1474.
That's what I'm talking about. And so this week's topic is about trying to let go of your fears so that you don't keep on repeating the same past pattern habits that's keeping you stuck from moving to a more healthier relationship, more healthier place.
Well, how would you go about doing that? What would you suggest to the audience about how to do that?
Well, every single relationship is different, first of all. And as far as, you know, what happens is that a lot of people just can't move in the moment like they would like to, whether it be because of finances or where their job is located, or it might be because they're held back because of medical disabilities from another family member that they got to take care of. So what I strongly suggest is that if you start working on a plan, and it could be the 6-month plan, it could be the 1-year plan, the 2-year plan, but when you're working behind the scenes to get things going to where you want to be, you could deal with the now of dealing with all your responsibilities so long as you're working on a plan in the now so that you can move ahead and you don't feel stuck and you don't feel vulnerable. Because a lot of people feel way too vulnerable in their situation because they don't have enough money
or courage
or whatever. And also about, you know, reading self-help books will help you. Speaking to a therapist is going to help you. And a lot of times people are programmed from their childhood of why they're stuck in their adulthood.
Right.
And they have a hard time moving past certain conditioning that they've been conditioned their whole life to be, which is limited way of thinking, which is fear. A lot of times people still try to please the people who are no longer a part of their life. So if your partner puts a lot of pressure on you and always wanted you to be a certain way, or your parents always wanted you to be a certain way, and you resented it, even after you break away from them, there's a lot of people who still try to please that person, even though they can't stand them and they're no longer with them. And it's like always chasing after their approval for whatever reason.
Now, most of the people that listen to this show are really spiritual people. And that being said, let's take it one step further and let's go to the spiritual aspect of this. Now, you know that angels follow us. You know that we do have a certain amount of angels that the Holy Spirit gives us so that we could make our lives better, or they could direct us in many ways. But the thing that happens in most cases is we forget that, and we don't ask our angels for help. We just think it's like a cute little story, a little dream, and it doesn't work. But that is so wrong. If you sit down and you have fears about something, discuss them with your angels and ask them to comfortably remove those barriers so you can step ahead in your game. And believe me, folks, it works. And I can make you prove that to yourself in a very small way. Anytime you go to a crowded shopping mall on a Saturday, before you get there, ask your angels for a great parking spot. Literally, in the car, out loud, say, angels, please bless me with a very good parking spot. Quickly, easily, and very close. And I guarantee you that you will come across a spot so simply, so easily, and so close to where you're going. And it works.
Yeah, I do that. I definitely do that for myself.
So do I.
I always say, thank you for a close parking spot.
Yes.
Just for me, ASAP.
Right. That's cute.
What I say.
But you know what, folks? Our angels are just standing with their elbows against the wall, touching their heads and waiting for you to say, come on, angels, give me some help. Give me some fortitude. And you know what? I believe that if you ask them for that fortitude in everyday life and to get ahead and to be able to make that first move forward, then you'll get it. I'm sure you'll get it. It may not come all at once because don't forget, they have to change your mindset and you do have free will. So they're going to have to make you want to change your mindset. But if all the characteristics of you wanting to change are there and you're asking for that help from angels, believe me, it will happen. It absolutely will happen. It's happened to me.
What happens is that a lot of people have a hard time believing in that concept, even though it works, but they have a hard time believing in the concept.
I know.
Because they are looking for that voice to come right back to them. You're asking for help. It's like, all right, I asked for help. Now what? You know, and a lot of people are naive to the signs that actually come to them.
Right.
A lot of times when people are being very, very good to, say, the public, or they're being very good to a group of people, but they're not getting in return, what happens is that God will deliver you another beautiful blessing from a totally different direction. And yet you keep on looking to the right side because that's where you put all your energy and love, to those people or to that situation. And it's not being returned to you in that way. But instead, it's coming from the left side or from the back side, from different people to give you all these beautiful blessings. And they're just looking at that one direction that they feel that they should be getting the acceptance or the all the bonuses or the benefits from those people or from that direction. And yet God is delivering it to you in a totally different way. So it's about keeping your eyes open to how God delivers your blessings.
Right.
And so when you start off each day for thank you for resolving my issues, thank you for opening up the floodgates of prosperity for me. You know, thank you for bringing in that wonderful job or the wonderful people into my life to
and
give
believe
me a good quality
it.
Life.
You have to believe it in your heart that
and,
it's coming.
Yeah, and when you ask for it, only ask in the positive. Never say what you don't want, only say what you do want. Because if your energy of fear is greater than your energy of desire, then that's what you're going to experience. So you got to just say it. But once you say it, you can let it go. Now, what I personally do, I'm a big fan of burning candles.
Me too. And that works a lot for me.
So when I burn candles, I get the 7-day candles.
Get away.
And so I will engrave with a pen into the wax, and I'll write down my initials, and I'll write down exactly what I want. And sometimes it's simple, like if I want money or whatnot, I'll put a dollar sign. Or if I want, more understanding with love, I'll put a heart. Or if I'm wanting protection, you know, you could either, for me, I put the Jewish Star of David, or you could put the cross, whatever you want. And then I write down what I want, you know, in specific, or I'll meditate on it. And then I burn the candle and I let it go.
Yes.
Once you ask for what you want, you don't have to obsess about it. Just let it be. And you'll see it will come about.
And it really does work. I do my candles too. Now, these 7-day candles are the long, tall candles. And it would be good to get those long matches to start them off so you don't burn yourself. But I noticed that they're very safe. As long as you put them in a place, like in your kitchen, on either granite or your countertops or in a plate.
Or you can put it in a sink, or you can put it in a big cooking
pot. Yeah.
Put it in a good big cooking pot. So in case.
So it'll make you safe, so you don't have to blow them out. And don't blow them out. Keep them burning. And what I do is I take magic marker pen and I write everything I want on the candle. I use a white candle for the angels to tell them, you know, my inner thoughts and my inner desires. And for money, I use the green candle. I don't actually carve in the candle because there's not enough room. So I actually write all over the glass of the candle, and I write everything clearly and exactly what I want.
Wait, what do you mean you write all over the glass? How can you write on glass?
I'll show you.
No. You got to explain to the people. You'll show me.
No, I'm going to show you so you can help me. Well, that's what I said. I take a magic marker, like I said.
All right, so there you go. A magic marker.
I said that.
There you go.
But I said that already.
Did she say,
yes.
People of the audience, did she say magic
yes,
marker?
Yes.
I guess. I was listening to a different radio show.
I know. So I said, you take a magic marker and you write on the glass exactly what you want.
It doesn't melt off?
No.
Oh, okay. I've never done that.
No, it doesn't. And if you leave it alone and you don't submerge it in water or wash it off, it'll stay.
Okay.
It'll stay until the candle burns down. And the other day I lit a green candle, and this spoke to me a little bit because the candle went out after 2 days. I said, oh my God.
Oh, you know what that means? No. Is that your dream has come true. Like if the candle burns out before it's time, that means not to worry. Your dream is
really
true. Yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah,
that's
excellent.
Exactly what that means.
Excellent. Because I got a little nervous. Like they're telling me, forget it, Sky. You're done.
Yeah, just remember, positive thoughts plus positive action equals positive results. And that's just the way it is.
I like your equation.
Yeah. A lot of people think, oh, that's too fluddy-duddy, or, oh, you could say that because you got, or whatever.
No, we don't have.
But when you live and breathe
spirituality,
when you live and breathe certain actions, it is eventually going to manifest.
It is. It really is. So you guys are spiritual. You're listening to this show. And anybody that does listen to this show, like I said before, is a spiritual person. Why aren't you putting your spirituality to work for you?
And you can't always share your thoughts with negative people because they're going to put a downer on it. So you have to maybe keep your thoughts to yourself,
right,
or only share your good thoughts or wishes with other good well-wishers.
Or like-minded folks.
Right. And with that, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky. And this week is about not allowing your fears to override your success and happiness.
And it's easily said, and it's very difficult to do because most of our fears stem from our childhood or the way we were reared, our parents' fears that they bestow upon us from childhood. Because look, we don't come with a book of instructions. They try to do the best they can. And what happens is sometimes they instill their fears upon us. And then we say, oh my God, how did I become my mother? Or how did I become my father? You know, and they did the best they could, but still they weren't able to get out of that cycle. So it's breaking a cycle. So you have to be conscious of breaking that cycle, and you have to do things that will help you to break that cycle. And everybody's different. And things work for me that maybe won't work for you, or things will work for you that maybe won't work for me. So you have to find out what that little thing is that can push you into not getting that fear or that lack of motivation. Even if it's saying a prayer to get me off my butt and to do what I have to do, or making plans with other people to maybe hold your hand during the whole process. And I say that. I don't mean it literally. I say it metaphorically. Well, but maybe somebody there backing you up, or just before you have to do what is very important for you to do and that you're having trouble doing, maybe you can call that person and get a pep talk. Because words are very powerful, especially from somebody you admire and look up to and you're friends with. You know, just a few simple words of confidence can do the world for you.
What would be a great idea if you were to get a notebook and just, you know, jot down your thoughts of your dreams, jot down your thoughts of, you know, certain goals. It could be short-range goals. It could be long-range goals. It could be daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals, lifetime goals, whatever you want to write down, but write it down. A lot of people, while they're driving or, you know, while they're just wherever, all of a sudden they'll get like epiphany type thoughts, and you know, and you'll forget them just like a dream. You know, you wake up and you forget your dreams. And as a matter of fact, if you do want to remember your dreams, keep a notebook right by your bedside also, so that you could write down your thoughts, you know, as soon as you wake up. So, you know, it's very powerful, and it's very embracing, because what happens is that a lot of people, when you have your thoughts throughout the course of the day and you're not writing them down, you say, oh God, I thought of something funny, or I thought of something clever, or I thought of something I need to do, and you forget. And what happens is that a lot of times we stay stuck in our world of nothing because we're like a deer in headlights, and we end up not doing anything because you're not working on a specific plan. So there's a lot of people who say they want to write a book. There's a lot of people who say they want to change their career. There's a lot of people who want to say they might want to change their relationships. And so, like, what are you doing about it? So it's about, and maybe you want to just clear your house. You know, maybe you just want to clear a lot of clutter, you know, and, you know, a lot of people don't like walking into their own home because of all the clutter. And so what I tell people, if you start in one room and start in one corner of one room and literally, you know, empty out that space, clean it up, and then put everything back piece by piece, whether it be your closets, whether it be your garage.
Isn't that funny? That's what I'm doing now.
What's that?
I'm switching over from winter to summer clothes because, unfortunately, I don't have the luxury of having that much closet space. So I'm recycling the winter into the summer, the summer into the winter. And at 2 o'clock every morning, I am so driven to do this. But at 9 o'clock, when I'm dressed, ready, fed, and start having to do it, I get no motivation. I am like so unmotivated. And I try talking myself out of it. And today I did.
You know what? I have a great idea. Seriously. Yeah. For those people who have a hard time like Sky getting motivated, sometimes it takes an outside person. If you can get a friend, or even if you hired a helper, to get you motivated because you're emotionally attached or you're drained. But when you have somebody who's not emotionally attached to the stuff that you want to clean, they're just into it for the cleanliness part of it, and they can get you going.
True.
And I've had friends help me clean my apartment, and it's much more thorough and it's much easier, and it goes by quicker, not to mention more fun. It really is, because you're getting two or three things done at the same time.
Right.
And you see things getting done really fast. And it really makes a difference, because your space and place is so important to how you feel inside.
Yeah, and it makes me very nervous when I know that I have things waiting for me and I'm procrastinating over it, and I procrastinate over it, and it makes me even more nervous, and then I say, the heck with it, I don't even want to do it. It's not exactly not, like when I get into the swing of things, I'm
I didn't know you were a swinger, baby.
I swing, baby.
Damn, baby.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Go ahead.
So anyway, when I get into the swing of it, I mean, I could just race through it. It's just getting that gumption to get up and start. And sometimes I make all kinds of excuses to myself why I can do it in 10 minutes. And that 10 minutes lasts for all day long.
What's interesting, if you give somebody a job to do and you say you have 8 hours to do it, it will take them 8 hours to do it.
Absolutely.
If you say to that same job, it's got to be done in 2 hours,
yeah,
it'll be done in 2 hours.
I know, I know.
You know, so people will drag it off and drag it off and drag it off. You know. So, you know, anyway, that's a suggestion. So when you want to clean your garage, I'll give you an example. When you want to clean your garage, you take literally everything out of the garage and put it out in your driveway. Everything, clean it all out, get everything out. And then you start to wash down the garage, and then you maybe clean the windows of the garage. And then after everything's clean, then piece by piece, you start putting everything back. You wipe it down. If you have a lot of stuff that needs to go in boxes, make sure you go to the supermarket to get your boxes, or go to U-Haul to get your boxes. And you mark down everything you have.
Oh, those space bags are great, folks.
Yeah. So what's the sense of having all this stuff in your garage or in boxes and you don't even know what's there?
Right.
And what a lot of people do, because I'm guilty of this also,
yeah,
you end up buying double, triple, and quadruple,
yes,
of what you already have.
Absolutely.
Because you can't find it.
Exactly.
And then you end up having a garage sale. And what cost you $5? You sell it for 50 cents just to get rid of it.
I know.
Forget about it.
I know. I forget what I have too. And that's one of the reasons why, I mean, don't get me wrong, everything is pretty neat, but I don't have the space. So I'm going to have to rearrange, get all the winter, the summer stuff out, put the winter stuff in. So I have to, you know, because of space, I have to rearrange everything. But now that I'm looking through the winter clothes, I have so many more winter clothes than summer clothes. Oh my gosh.
Now, a lot of times people say, well, I don't have the storage space. And so if that's the case, you have one of two things you could do. A, you go out and literally buy a shed or mm-hmm. buy a unit that you could put right outside in your backyard or something. Or you do rent out a storage space just so
yeah.
you could put
something
back.
Well, I'm not going to do that for my clothes. For
yeah, I'm just saying for whatever. But no, but your
maybe
house
for
is
my
big.
Shoes.
No, Sky has a pretty decent sized house. But what I'm saying is for people who feel very claustrophobic in their own house because they just don't have enough space in place, like I said, either you coordinate what you got, your attic space, your basement space or whatnot, and you start making sense of it all. And when you have people who are really good at putting things
organizing,
putting things into
right.
compartments
yeah.
and getting those slide drawers and everything, you'd be surprised. I mean, I'd be amazed. Like my ex-wife, she used to be able to store like 2 weeks of clothes, like in a small bag. And it's
wow.
like, it was amazing. She used every square inch
wow.
of that suitcase. And it was just unbelievable how much she goes, just go away and let me take care of it.
That's
and like
great.
I said, I don't know how
that's
I'm going to fit all my stuff.
That's an
and she
art.
Says, just go away and let me. And then she would, and there would still be room.
Really?
And I'd be amazed. Yeah. She just lays everything out flat and stuff. You know,
holy
it was just.
Cow. That's an art.
Yeah. It is. It was really amazing.
Well, I wish I had that art form.
Yeah. And also, you also have to understand there are certain talents that certain people have about being clean or about being organized or about taking care of your computers or about taking care of whatever. So if you don't know how to do something, go to one of your friends or family members, or even if you have to hire somebody to do the things that you can't do, or maybe you desperately don't want to do.
Right. That's the fact.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't know how. Because folks, I have organized my closets in my room where I have drawers in the closets. I have shoe space. I have pocketbook space. I have sweater space. Everything has compartments and cubbies. It's very, very well organized. The thing is me getting the stuff into this well-organized cubbies.
Speaking of cubbies, the Chicago Cubbies won the World Series.
They haven't won it in what, 30, 40 years?
Longer
something
than that.
Like that?
Yeah, it's been forever.
Yeah.
I think longer than that.
Congratulations, Cubbies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's not the space. It's like just trying to get the stuff into the space, you know? And I have to walk up 13 steps with the stuff from the laundry, up the steps, down the steps, up.
That's where you get a dumb, dumbwaiter. Dumbwaiter?
Yeah.
Yeah, how the hell did they come up with that name, a dumbwaiter?
I don't know.
I think that was actually pretty smart. They call it a dumbwaiter, but yeah. A dumbwaiter is when you, what, is when you have the chute, when
yes.
you have the thing,
you
and
put
you,
it out, and then
and you haul it upstairs.
Yes.
Through a hole upstairs,
like
a string, a pulley.
Yes,
yeah.
A pulley.
And pull it upstairs to the second or third floor,
right,
whatever.
And then you open up the slot,
chute,
and there
slot.
It is,
yeah.
And you just pick it up.
Yeah.
But I still have to walk up those flight of steps, and I'm not in the great physical condition because I have very bad back, very bad knees. So that's another thing that draws me back from doing it. And, you know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm all gung ho to do this. And then all of a sudden, when it's time to do it in the morning, I find like 19 different excuses why I shouldn't do it right now. But we have to go to a commercial break, folks. So bear with us. And
we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyofAngels.com.
Join in on one of the most life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service. In each of our upcoming shows, you're going to have the opportunity to join thousands as we focus healing energy to elevate and balance our world. This is a chance for like-minded individuals like you and I to join forces with lightworkers all over the globe as we light the way for peace, harmony, and a world driven by love. You'll also learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine, author of The Joy Chronicles, invites you to join her and millions of others working with the Galactic Masters, Angels, and the Ashtar Command as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, E-L-A-I-N-E.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, with Artie and Sky, and we're with Angels and Answers. And Sky, if somebody wants to get a personal private reading from you. Now, Sky and I, we're not just psychics, but we're also mediums, which means we communicate to people's loved ones who have passed away. And Sky, your number is?
My number is 908 500 1474.
And just want you to know, we're just as accurate over the phone as we are in person. And we're both located in New Jersey, a hell of a state. I'm a very big fan of it.
Yes.
You got a whole lot of everything. And as far as a personal reading for myself, it's 877-ANGEL-02. Sky, how long have you been doing readings now for? Since?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been doing readings for my family and friends since I've been, I don't know, since, I don't know, maybe I was 12. But to do it for the general public, I started about, 7 years ago?
Was it 7 years ago that you started reading for the public?
Yeah.
I didn't realize.
And
I didn't
actually
know.
Charging, because I did it all for free. I just, you know, I felt it was a gift and I really never charged anybody. But people would come to me for readings. I mean, I would be at my regular job and people would sit there with me for hours and I would just give them readings.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is something I've been doing all my life. It's not that, you know, I could put a date on it. Ever since I was a child, I've been getting a connection with spirit. I've been getting connection with the other side. With angels, I've been getting lectured by them because I remember when I was young and I was a teenager and I wanted to do things that were a little off color. And, you know, they would guide me not to do it. But you know what they would say? You know, it's not a good thing to do. And they wouldn't actually, I wouldn't actually hear their voices, but I would feel like, you know, a kid doesn't have any remorse, right? I want to do something. I'm just going to go jump into it and do it. It's a brand new thing. But all of a sudden, I used to feel like this thing in the pit of my stomach. And I used to say to myself in my own voice, you know, that's maybe not such a great idea. Now, how could you
wait,
have
wait, what's not such a great idea?
Let's say I was going to do something that's stupid.
Oh, a decision. Oh, okay.
I'm making a decision that I want to do something that's a little stupid. So that I would feel in myself, I would like reason with myself at a young and tender age why I shouldn't be doing this. Now, who does that?
Well, most people end up doing
the wrong thing.
The wrong thing only because they listen to their ego because they want what they want.
Right. But I, on the other hand, was listening to this
spiritual, yeah, the other side.
Voice, and I would definitely make my choice. I mean, I used to think that I was just so brilliant.
And you are, darling.
I thank you. I used to think that I had two brains inside of my head. I used to think I had one brain that I would hear people tell me yes and no, and that I would have my own thoughts. And I always used to lean to the side of my brain where there would be a discussion about it. You know,
as far as why not?
Yes. As far as why this is not the greatest idea. And a kid doesn't do that. Now, as an adult, I realized that my sense of value, which I had really none as a teenager, was very strong, was very high. You know, I knew what was wrong and I knew not to do what was wrong. And, you know, you're a kid. You don't really know those things. But I had an edge. Mm-hmm. I had an edge. And I knew when I was doing the wrong thing, and I was felt very guilty about doing the wrong thing, but I did it anyway.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, you know, ask me, you know, as a psychic, you know, can I read for myself or can you read for, you know, friends?
And
yeah, friends and close, you know, family and close friends and stuff. And I always say, well, if I'm not emotionally attached to the outcome, then, you know, the ego isn't involved. And then therefore you can give your first gut instincts or you can get the true blue thoughts. But when you're emotionally invested, or if somebody, you know, if a kid said, you know, am I going to make it to the major leagues or am I going to make it big or am I going to become a rock star? Am I, you don't want to, you know, even as a psychic or whatnot, you're not going to say, hey, kid, you're wasting your time.
Right.
You know, you're not going to make it to the big leagues. And I, you know, but what I would do is that I would give them inspiration to keep on practicing, and I would let them know that everything is possible. Now, one of the big things that happened to me growing up as a kid, which really screwed me up, is that my parents always says, oh, Art, you could do whatever you want. Oh, we believe it. They were so contradicting.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I started stepping outside the box, as soon as I started going after what I want, they would be yelling at me and putting the fear of God into me.
Right.
Just, what are you doing that?
Well, most parents do.
And it would bug the living hell out of
right.
me. And so, therefore, it took a lot of time. So I always went and did things that my parents would tell me not to do. And I'm not saying being mischievous. I'm saying going after, you know, things in life, my dreams or whatever. But yet I always limited myself because I proved that I could do with what I want.
Right.
But then as far as being as successful as I want, I would stop myself. And so therefore it took me up literally till about, maybe a year or two ago to start really pushing the limit. And now it's like my dreams are limitless.
Right. And always were, but now you realize.
Right. And now I realize it. And now I'm willing to do or risk or do whatever it takes to make sure that I'm successful.
Which is wonderful that you realize that. But I want to tell you one thing.
Go ahead.
Do you know what the angels told me? One of the biggest things the angels told me when I was young.
What?
Now, don't forget, I got married when I was 18 years old. They told me that I was going to marry my husband. They said, don't break up with him because this is the man you're going to marry. They actually told me that. They also had a conversation with me while I was driving a car and I lived in Florida. Literally, I was speaking, not realizing I was speaking, and heard my own voice out loud telling me that in 2 years, my house was going to go into a sinkhole. I was going to have another child, and it was going to be a female child, and all kinds of things that pertain to my life within the next 2 years. And every single thing happened.
Wow.
Yes.
You were told that your house was going to go into a sinkhole.
Yes. And I laughed at that. I did not believe it.
Well, who would?
Right. It was so far-fetched that I never even thought of that. And this was like just before I bought the house. And I want to tell you this. It was my own voice. I was driving. I was in like a hypnotic trance. I was literally driving. And in my own voice and in my own words, I was speaking these words. And I was hearing and listening to myself say the words. And every single thing I said came to fruition.
What's interesting with me is like a lot of times while I'm driving, when I'm driving, mostly at nighttime, I literally will see purple lights just appear in front of me.
Yes.
And just recently, I just started seeing purple lights appear on people or while I'm indoors. I'll just see a flash of purple in a heartbeat, and it's like there and gone. Or I'll look to the right, and then all of a sudden I see a purple light.
I get that too. What is that?
Yeah, it's like either the ascended masters or the angels that are right there.
Yeah, they're probably trying to tell us something. And we're so like mesmerized that we're seeing these purple all around that I kind of like go into like an awe. I say, oh my gosh, like I see that purple too.
But when you see purple light, I mean, it was so interesting.
It's not an aura either. It's just flashes.
No. It's right. Not. Yeah. Because the very first time I've ever experienced it, I'm in the car driving up 287 with my wife, and all of a sudden, purple light just started to appear all over the street, and it was at nighttime, all over the cars in front of me, the street, and I said, oh my God, look at all the purple. She goes, what the hell are you talking about? I go, what do you mean, what am I talking about? I said, you don't see the purple light right in front of here? She goes, no, I don't see it. She goes, I want to see it. I said, you can't see it.
I don't for your eyes.
It's just for my eyes, but I didn't realize that nobody could see it. And I would say, oh, there's the purple light again. Yeah. I mean, it was appearing like full flesh. It was like there,
isn't
purple
that
light.
Amazing?
And like right now I test it because there are times, you know, where I won't see it. And then I'll talk to the angels. I said, I want to see the purple light. And I put myself in a frame of mind and the purple light will appear.
Oh, wow.
And so it's really cool. So now I got to learn how to like
funnel it and channel it.
Yeah. Funnel it and channel it and like make it more extreme about,
and
I could
to
do,
get something out of it.
Get something out of it. Not just because when I first started doing reading, you know, before I actually started reading people, all of a sudden I would just get random thoughts about a certain specific people.
Right.
And it would just come to me. And I was dead on accurate with everything that I was saying because I ended up going to the people and saying, hey, listen, I was just thinking about you and I was getting these thoughts. Does this mean anything to you? And they would say, yeah, that's exactly. But it would just come to me randomly. And there were times where I literally lost sleep because I was hearing voices. You gotta tell her this. You got to tell her that. You got to tell him this. You got to tell him that.
Right.
I said, oh, my God, but we only have a minute left. So we got to say our goodbyes.
Are you serious? We're saying goodbye already?
Go already. So from my mouth to God's ears, for everyone who's listening, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And always talk to God and the angels because they're always listening. Don't ever be afraid to ask for your dreams to come true.
And jump in, folks, with 2 feet. Whether you do it right the first time or not, it doesn't matter because you're always a success. The only time you're not a success is when you stop trying. And with that, I send you all my blessings and love for a perfect week.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Skye Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Skye have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Skye at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyeOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.